had a shkita, he started to scream, or else v'atilu raye, it let out some excrement, or else v'kishko b'yozno, it moved its ears, harezo pirchas, meaning to say, even like the mishnah we had before, the mishnah shkita, that a shkita on the maskenes is only kosher, if after the shkita makes the pirchas, but the animal did one of these things before the shkita, it's all succeeded, but the animal for sure was alive, v'shah shkita, and it'll be a kosher shkita. And one of these three things is also good. Either it screamed before, or it's a tilureya, or else it moved its ears. Amalus, he said back to him, Yitzrichale li abo li yazuze uni. So Shmuel said back to the Talmud, is it really true that Yitzrichale li abo, ab here means Rav? Is it true that Rav needed such a big sign of life, li yazuze uni, that the animal has to be able to move its ear, whether it did it right before Shchita, right after Shchita? But is it true that Rav says it has to do such a big action? In other words, that's a real chiyus. That's a, it takes a lot of strength to do that. But rather, Shmuel holds, Shani Yema, because I hold, I say, that kol shein no dvorim, shamisa isa, any movement the animal makes, like right after Shita, that we say is not caused by the death itself, that's also a raya, that it was strong enough that the Shita killed it, not that it died by itself. Now, my niyo dvorim shamisa isa, what are things that the death itself causes the animal to move? And if these things happen, it would not be a proof by a Mesekenes that it was really alive, it was really strong enough to take the Shechita. What are movements that happen by the Misa itself? Sounds like this. That Omer Rav Onur Rabbanan said that Ledidi Miforshali Minei Mashmul. I was explained by Mashmul like this. That Hoysa Yod Kafufa. Let's say its hind legs were bent over. And now, if right after Shechita, Poshtosa, it straightened it out, that's Dova Shem Misoisa. That's what Misa causes it. That would not be a proof that the animal has strength to it to say that the Shechita killed it, but rather we have to be afraid it died by itself even before or during the Shechita. That's just an action that the Misa itself causes. What's going to be the opposite? Well, let's say Pshuta. Let's say first the legs of the animal were stretched out. The Kofafa. And now after Shechita, it bends them in. That's Dvorim Shena Misoisa. That's things that are not caused by Misa itself, and rather that's a sign that the animal was strong enough right before the Shechita to receive the Shechita. And that's a kosher Shechita that we say the Shechita killed it, and not that it died by itself before or during the Shechita. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. So there Rashi explains that Shmuel holds like Sheni Tzricha Kokach. I don't need such a big action to move its ear, but rather on the kol pirchus, any movement that it makes that's not caused during the Misa itself, that's also enough of a proof that was strong enough to accept the Shechita. So Morris says, according to Shmuel, like, my commission, what are you teaching us? Tanina, we learn like this. We learn that Hemadak, a small animal like a lamb or sheep, Sheposh the Yodah, if it just stretched out its arm, and did not return it, and right after Shechita, in the case where the Behemah Daka was a Mesekenes, and right after Shechita just stretched out its arm, did not bring it back, Psula. That's not a sin that had Chiyah, that's Psula. Why? Shein Relohit Sos Nefesh. That movement was only made to Shas Yitzir, when the Nefesh leaves, that's what happens. So it's not any proof to say it had any strength to it, so we have to be afraid it died like before the Shechita. Mashmukhliri though, Hohach Zira, let's say the animal, though, stretched out its arm right after Shechita, not that it bent it in. In the opposite, Har Zira, if it bent it in, not just that it stretched it out, but if it bent it inwards, then Kshayra. So what is Shmuel teaching us? We learn from the Mishnah like this, Diyak, that if a Behemah Daka, if it would bend its legs inwards, it would be Kshayra. It's not so true. Even not different from the Mishnah alone, having that word to say, Dafko, the Kaifa, that first it was bent in the legs. Uposhto. Now right after Shechita it stretched it out. For had the kite and then it bent in again. That's called the good simin that the animal really alive, Bishas Shechita, was a kosher Shechita. Avopshutab, let's say first Bishas Shechita the animal's legs were stretched out. The kafafasa, then even after Shechita, if it bends it inwards, that's not enough of the simin. Maybe that's also not a proof to say it died through the Shechita, but maybe before the Shechita. If Kamash one, that's the Kiddush of Shmuel, yes, even in such a case. Even though before Shechita the legs were stretched out. And if right after Shechita the animal moved its legs, it bends it inwards, that's also a sin that it had Chiyus, the Shas, the Shechita, and the schit is kshera. This Gemara says, Meisrei, I have a question. It says that the sefer that Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rabbi Yosi says, that Rabbi Meir used to say, that goye b'shashchita, the animal screams, b'shashchita, ein ze pirchus, that's not a simin, on the mskenet, the sefer, it's a kashra shchita. That's not done with the pirchus, the animal moves. And goye itself is not a simin that it had chias. In other words, it's not like Rav we had before. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Mishmoy in his name, that the name of Rabbi Meir, then a filo of a tira reya, even if a let out excrement, or the kishkrab is never, and it also, or else it moved its tail after shchita, is ain't the pircha. That's also not called the pircha. That's also not enough. Rashi says Mishmoy mizav Meir, Mishmoy mizav Rabbi Yosi. So Kofar the Mor says kasher goya goya. Kasha Raya Raya, it's a theory before we had that Goya, according to Rav, was like a Maisa Pircha. Rashi says, and Rav says, Liel, Goya is every Pirchas. And Liel was saying, Goya, if it screams, is not called like a Pirchas. And the Wadin Raya Raya is also a theory before Rav said that Raya and Kishka, the Raya is called a Maisa Chiyas, shows that it was alive, that was a Kasha Shchit, and here it says no. So my answer is, Goya, Goya screaming, not screaming like Kasha. The first case, talking about the Ove Kolo, is a thick voice, with a thick string, a thick scream. So that's a proof. The Sefer had a lot of chiyus. Therefore, that Rav said at the sim that was alive with a good shchita. Here in the Brisa says it's no good. The Ami Kolo, as she says, Keyus, a weak voice. So a weak voice is not a good simin that it was alive strong enough to receive the shchita. Now, Reya, Reya, Namalakasha, like Shriek, Mabros, there's no Kasha, Kan, B'Shoishis, Kan, B'Matresas. Shoishis means, like she says, the sun, it comes out very close. So that doesn't have too much Chiyas, that's not a proof that's really alive, B'Shashchita. But in the first case of Rab, the sun, B'Matresas, means Limrochek, where it gets thrown away far away from the animal. So that's called Chiyas, so that's a proof that the animal is still very strong, as the Shur had accepted that the Shchita was done to it when it's still alive. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, Pirchus Shomru, that do we say Pirchus is a proof on Behemoth Mitzakenis. She said that it was a good Shchita, B'Sav Shchita. That's only talking about what happened at the end of the Shchita. Now the Gemara explains, my B'Sav Shchita, Rav Chizda explains, what did I hear, what did I mean to say that Pirchus, that was said, oh, was only B'Sav Shchita, my B'Sav Shchita means B'Yemsa Shchita. Means to say that it has to move around in the middle of the Shchita. Not mamish after the Shchita, the end of the Shchita, but even in the middle of the Shchita, it's also a good simon to say that it has chiyus and it's a kosher Shchita. Lafuke chila Shchita delay. Only mainly meant to say was just that it only moved, made the pirchus, stretched back or brought its leg backwards at the beginning of the Shchita. That's not a simon to say it had chiyus. That's also could be a mesakenis that's dying right then, and the Shchita would be psula. So if it moved at the beginning of the Shchita, that's no proof. But in the middle or the end, that's a good proof. And about that, it happened after the Shchita. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, how do we know to say this Kiddush? To say that if it moves in the middle of the Shchita, it's also kosher. The Tanan learned like this, Behei Madaka, by a small animal, Shepash the Yod, it only stretched out its hands, V'lohi, we did not bring it back, Psula. That Psula, that's not a sin that had enough chiyus, we say it died before the Shchita. Now, Amos, when did the animal do this? When was it pushed the Yoda? Let me, if you want to tell me before Shchita, at the end of the Shchita, is so called Heicha, Teicha, V'Teizel, like how long does it have to live? That she says, L'yacha Shchita, L'yacha Shchita, Yad, like Sifa, V'chazah B'Tamiya, like if it made this much movement that stretched out its leg after Shchita, like for sure that should be a good simon that it really had chiyus. Like how much more does it have to do simonim of chiyus? In other words, if it does it after shchita, that should be a good sign that for sure was a healthy, was strong enough for shas shchita, and it died because of the shchita, not before. And the Rav are we talking about that the answer shchita, that this happened in the middle of the shchita. So we see that only because it didn't move its hands back is it psula. So the animal, the Hemadaka, would have moved its feet backwards, that would have been a proof that still has chiyus to it, even though it happened in the middle of the Shchita. It doesn't have to happen at the end, it even happened in the middle of the Shchita. Oh, Malay, Rob said back, no. We only merely tell you the Ser Shita. We're talking about here that this movement took place at the end of the Shita. If so, if it happened after the Shita, the end of the Shita, how could you say if it just stretches out, does not bring it back its Tula? Shani Yim, because I say, Koshein Oisa Kane, the Ser Shita, if the animal is not strong enough, like after Shita, does not bring the feet back, if it only stretches it out, does not cough of it back, but you do a then you know for sure it's a very weak animal, and because it was a Mesakenis, we have to be afraid that the Neshama, Nishmasa, like it died before Shita. So Nechtam, it doesn't really have to live after Shita. It's only a proof that if it wasn't strong enough after Shita to make the movement, to move its feet backwards again, that's the proof that Bashan Shita like it was dead already. Like Mesam, the Neshama died even before the Shita. So that's what Rebbe holds. So Rebbe argues on the Chizda. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, and Rav Yitzchak says, Pircha Shomru Petchila Shita. Here's a bigger makel, that it's enough to make this Pircha even at the beginning of the Shita. That's also proof to say that it has Chiz to it and it's going to die because of the Shita and not before. He's even a bigger makel than the Chizda. Now, Omri Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Minoa Minoa, how do we know to say like this? It's not because we learned. Omri Rav Shimon says, that our sheikh at Balala, some of the sheikhs at night time, or Lamacha Motzak Solom Loyadam, and the next day, he finds that the Solom, the neck of the animal, the base of Shita was, is full of dam. So he had before, Shimon says, now Mishnah, that Shira, even though it was the Mesakenis before the Shita, we say, must probably die because of the Shita. Shazinka, because for sure the animal, the Shash Shita, was spreading out, dam, the dam leg was stretching out. Or Kimidu Shabla, that's like a blazer Shita, that Zink is also proof the animal had enough kaya to take the Shita. Now, the Yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Koistlei Beis Shita Shininu. That it says, the next morning, he found the walls full of blood, it doesn't mean the wall of the room, it just means the wall of the Beis Shita by the neck. The meat there by the Beis Shita, that was full of blood. That's enough of a proof to say that it had Chiyas to take the Shita and it died because of the Shita, not before. Now, Iyamrit, specifically, the time is very good, Petchila Shita Shapir, that it's enough to make these movements at the beginning of the Shita, then it's very good. But maybe the dam starts to spread like at the beginning of the Shita. Eli Yamrit, specifically, if you tell me it has to happen at the end of the Shita, these simonim, it's not enough to happen at the beginning. It has to happen either at the end or in the middle, and so then later, let's be afraid. Dilma Petchila Shita Zinka. Maybe you know when the dam started to spread out, know when it came out with a big gush, maybe only at the beginning of the Shita. But later in the middle or the end, it didn't come out so much dam. So then, there's no proof to say the animal had chias to receive the Shita. Maybe it died before the Shita. So it says here is no proof. I'll answer you that Vidilma Shani Zinuk, the other, maybe this proof of Zinuk, if the blood splits out with a big flow, that's a big simin that it really had chiyus to it. And therefore, maybe only by Zinuk it's good even at the beginning of the Shita. But maybe the other simin on the Pirchus, that's not a good simin at the beginning of the Shita. It has to be later in the middle or at the end. So maybe Zinuk would not be a proof. So Mar says, is this true? Or me, others, is it true? Is Zinuk any better than the other simonim? The Yatsnan went like this. Reb Lezer Reimer, Daya im Zinka. It's enough if it made Zinka. The Mashma Dai, it's enough. Rashi says, Midatani Dai in the Chalav to kill. It's a simple simon. Rashi says, Midatani Dai in the Chalav to kill. It's a simple simon. It's not such a chosher of a simon. So how can you tell me that Zinka is a strong simon? Small answer to Benachanami. Kal, Midi Rabbi Gamliel. Or Reb Lezer means to say it's a more simple simon than Rabbi Gamliel. That he says, the Mishnah you have to have the Yad of Rego Bishneim. You have to have the behemoth and make a pirchas of both, the yad and the rego. So against the rabbanon and the chanami, Reb Lezer saying a cow, that you don't need such a big simon to move both of them, it's not just as inka. So it's cow and the gamliel. But in the chanami, it's all just midi rabbanon, it's a more stronger simon than the rabbanon. That the rabbanon said in the mishnah it's enough of the yad or the rego, if you just need one of the two, the yad or the rego, then in the chanami, then the simon of Zinik is a stronger simon. So therefore again, According to the Rabbanan, it could be the Perchas has to be at the end of the Shrita, or in the middle, but not at the beginning. Only Zinik, which is a stronger simon than the Rabbanan Shrita, the fact that it gushes out the blood, here it could be a simon, it's a show that animal received the Shrita, even though it only made a Zinik at the beginning of the Shrita. Ravina said that Omali Sama Bachilkiya, that Sama Bachilkiya told him that Akshibo Avua Devar Abuvim, that his father asked this question, and the Yamalus, some say, is Achva de Baravim, is the brother of Baravim. He asked this question, that Umidirabon and Miyodif, is it true what he's saying? That the proof of Zinuk is a stronger proof than the Rabbon and Shita of Pirchus, that is the Yan O Rego. So Zinik is a stronger proof. We just want the answer. Is that true? I view it now, but not like this. The Chachomim and the Chom say, "At sheteparches oy biyad oy beregel." Chom say the simon is if the animal moves or moves back, his head yad or beregel. The question is now, Rabbanan Ahai Kaimi, on which sheet is Rabbanan going on? Remember, if you want to tell me Yad Ram Gamliel according to Ram Gamliel sheet, is so one of the Chom say, "At sheteparches," they should have said, Kivan Shapirchusami Boyle. The Kurdam Gamriel has to move both the Yad and the Regal. And the Rabbanan being Makel to say, no, it's enough if it moves, just one, the Yad or the Regal. The Shuri's Lashon of Kivan Shapirchusami Boyle, that's what Lashon should have said. What does it say, Lashon of Achetipirchus? El Rapshita, the Rebblez, El Rapshita is going on Rebblez Shita. The Rebblez, the old Dinka is a proof. And this Rabbanan argument say, no, the Kurdam say, no, the Dinka is not a proof. But the only proof is Ada has to at least move it to Yad Varego. Now, the other, if you could tell me now that Zinka is a bigger proof than just moving the Yad of the Rego, my Yad, what lesson of Ad? What are the Chom saying Ad? Like, you have to have this, it's not true. You're telling me now that Zinka is good according to the Rabbanan also. The Rabbanan only comes to the Maker to say you don't need Zinik, but even just the purpose of Yad Varego is Yad Varego is enough. So what's the lesson of Ad? So if so, it's a proof to say that Zinig is not as strong as the Simon, and if so, it's a proof to say that the Simonim help, even the Kriya Shrita, you don't have to have a doctor to say for the answer, it's enough even the beginning of the Shrita. If one of these Simonim happened, the beginning of the Shrita, that's also a Simon to say was strong enough the animal to receive the Shrita. Now, Omer Rav, Rav says, Minoah, Minoah, how do we know to say my Yisoid? That Rav before was the Machmer that said that the Simonim only help at the end of the Shrita, but in the middle of the beginning it doesn't help. So how does Rabbi know to say this? The time because we learn like this. We learn that Shor Oy Kesser, the Pasuk says Shor Oy Kesser,